Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. Have you ever found yourself caught in a web of rebellion, disguised as obedience? It's a subtle trap, one that can lead us astray even when we believe we are doing the right thing. Today, we shall explore this subject of rebellion disguised as obedience. We will uncover the dangers of this deceptive path and discover the liberating power of true obedience. Open your heart to receive God's word with a willingness to examine your motives. May you be blessed today as you seek to align your actions with God's perfect will. Again, the topic is rebellion disguised as obedience. Our Bible text is from 1 Samuel chapter 15 verses 22 to 23.
1 Samuel chapter 15 verses 22 to 23. But Samuel replied, "Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams." Verse 23, "For rebellion is like the sin of divination, and arrogance like the evil of idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected you as king."
In our journey of faith, we often encounter moments when our actions may appear obedient on the surface, but our hearts harbor a rebellious spirit. This is a dangerous trap that can lead us away from God's will and hinder our spiritual growth. To illustrate this, let me share with you the story of Anne, who had similar struggle. Anne was a passionate Christian who longed to serve the Lord wholeheartedly. She poured herself into church activities, served diligently, and diligently pursued her spiritual disciplines. However, deep down, she sensed a disconnect between her outward obedience and her inward desires. One day, while attending a Christian conference, Anne had the opportunity to hear a renowned speaker address the topic of true obedience. As the speaker shared from the story of King Saul in the Bible, Anne's heart began to stir with conviction. She could relate to Saul's struggle, and the speaker's words resonated within her. The speaker recounted how God had instructed Saul to completely destroy the Amalekites and all their possessions. However, Saul chose to spare the best of the livestock, intending to offer them as sacrifices to God. On the surface, it seemed like an act of devotion, but it was an act of rebellion against God's explicit command. Many of us today also face similar struggle when our self-centered service to God is disguised as obedience. From our Bible text, we read how God sent prophet Samuel to confront Saul, and Samuel's words pierced Saul's pretended obedience. Prophet Samuel declared that God values true obedience over external rituals. Let these words also echo in your heart today, reminding you that God desires obedience that stems from a sincere and submissive heart. Let me ask, how often do you engage in religious activities, perform acts of service, or even read your Bible, all while harboring rebellion in your heart? Will you examine your motives and begin to align your actions with God's will? Today, I don't know the battle you are facing. Perhaps you are grappling with a secret sin, or struggling to submit to God's plan for your life. Is there any area where you have been disguising rebellion as obedience? Truly surrender your will to God today. Consider this: if Jesus comes today just as God sent the prophet Samuel to confront Saul, what word will Christ utter to you? Today, take a deliberate step to give up your will for God's will in total obedience. The following steps will help you in doing so. 1. Examine your heart. Take time to reflect on your motives and intentions. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal any areas of rebellion disguised as obedience in your life to you. 2. Surrender and repent. Confess your sins to God, lay them before Him, and surrender your desires to Him, seeking His guidance and direction in all you do. 3. Seek true obedience. Align your actions with God's word and his commands, and let your obedience flow from a heart of love and devotion. Through numerous instances in the Bible, God teaches us the dangers of rebellion disguised as obedience. In Psalm chapter 119 verse 67, the Bible says, "Before I was afflicted I went astray, but now I obey your word." This verse reminds us of the importance of learning from our past mistakes. Often, it is through the afflictions and consequences of our rebellious actions that we come to realize the need for true obedience. Reflect on your own life and consider the times when you went astray, when you allowed rebellion to take hold. Let those experiences serve as reminders of the importance of walking in obedience to God's word. Also, James chapter 1 verse 22 encourages us saying, "Do not merely listen to the word, and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says." This verse challenges us to move from deception to action. Listening to God's word is essential, but it is not enough. We must go beyond passive listening and actually put it into practice. It's not just about having head knowledge alone, it's about living out the truths we have learned. For a little moment, try to reflect on how you engage with God's word. Are you simply hearing it, or are you actively applying it? Strive to be a doer of the word, and seek opportunities to live out the principles and commands found within its pages. As you go today, take some time to meditate on these verses. Allow them to ignite a passion within you to pursue obedience wholeheartedly. Remember that obedience to God is not a burden, but a pathway to freedom, blessing, and intimacy with Him. May you embrace the transforming power of true obedience and reject the subtle temptations of rebellion disguised as obedience in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with humble hearts, acknowledging our tendency to rebel and deceive ourselves, and we appreciate you for this message. We ask that you forgive us for the times when we have disguised our rebellion as obedience, and help us to align our hearts and actions with your will. Fill us with your Spirit, empowering us to walk in genuine obedience and surrender to your plans for our lives. May our lives be a reflection of your love and grace today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from 1 Chronicles chapter 17, chapter 18 and chapter 19. And for the evening, John chapter 10 verse 1 to 21. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmell.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mell Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.